Joining us right now, Aaron Nagler from Cheesehead TV to talk a little bit about not only the Green Bay and Lions game, but also the future for the Packers as it relates to this year and the Ndamukong Suh famous The Stomp and what it might result in. Aaron, thanks for joining us today, the day after Thanksgiving. I appreciate you joining us on relatively short notice. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, let's as somebody who covers the Green Bay Packers, this was a game that was also bet down by the quote-unquote wise guys in Las Vegas. A lot of people thought Green Bay was going to be in trouble based on three games in 11 days, and here comes the Detroit Lions as a home dog and a Thanksgiving Day game. And yet, once again, we saw Green Bay stay focused. Talk for a second about the way that Green Bay has been able to maintain their focus on both sides of the ball when they've needed to, especially on defense. So it's been up and down, but when they've needed to, they've made plays. And your thoughts on the probability or possibility of Green Bay taking this thing all the way through to an undefeated season?
Well, to your first point, I mean, you can't overstate the job that Mike McCarthy and his staff have done. It's just incredible when they have guys going down left and right yesterday, and they're plugging in undrafted rookies at middle linebacker. You know, they're putting Evan Dietrich Smith, who's been cut a couple times, back in there at right guard when Sitton goes down, and they don't miss a beat. They just keep marching on. We saw it last year when they put 15 guys on IR, and they ended up in the Super Bowl and winning it. We're seeing it again this year with injuries. Tremont Williams gets injured early in the season. You lose Nick Collins. You got secondary issues, but they got guys stepping up and making plays. And like you said, when the defense is, got its back against the wall and needs to play, it's always there's someone there to make a play. Usually it's Charles Woodson, but they got plenty of talent across the board, and they've got a great coaching staff. I think a really underrated coaching staff. You don't really hear people talking about them too much, although you saw Joe Philbin, the report that Joe Philbin was contacted about the Tulane position. I think you'll see more and more of that as the year goes on.
Pass. Don't take it.
Not to be mean, but I don't know if that's a vote. I don't think he really wants that gig down there in Tulsa.
No, he says there's no substance to the report, and I don't think, I doubt that happens because, like you say, he's in a pretty prime position right now, and I don't think he wants to leave that. But, I'd say it's only a matter of time before more and more you hear about the coaching staff of the Green Bay Packers more and more, because you can't deny the job that they're doing. I mean, you got Robert Francois coming in and making just a monster play in, the biggest game of the year. The guy's play, he's bounced around from outside to inside linebacker, depending on where they needed the numbers for the last two seasons. And he came in and was assignment sure and, made some great tackles and played well. I think the coaching staff, really, you can't overstate the job they've done. And as far as the whole, taking it all the way, I've been very, very, suspect on speaking of that whole thing. But yesterday was the game. If they were going to go down, in an obvious fashion, it was going to be yesterday. And it didn't happen. I think they really proved to people that they can win any way you want to win. You want to rough them up, they can hit you back. You want to try and get in a shootout, good luck. You want to play, ball control. Rodgers just needs one play, to make it to get a quick strike touchdown. So I really think it's a possibility. I didn't want to really think about it, really want to talk about it until after yesterday's game.
No hitter.
Now I think it's very attainable.
You're talking to the pitcher. He's on the Aaron Rodgers is sitting there with a no hitter on the bench, and everyone's standing away from him. But the thing, I think the Bears. I was on with Alonzo Highsmith on Eric Winston's internet TV show about 3 weeks ago, and we were all talking, and Zoe said, we hate playing the Bears. The Bears match up so well with us. They take away certain throws we like to make. But that would be the game for me, except for the fact that I just can't see any scenario with them losing to a Caleb Haney-led Bears team. I just can't see it.
Absolutely. I just think Dom Capers would be, all over that end of it.
Sure.
But as far as the offense, you're absolutely right. They've all Lovie Smith has always played McCarthy's offense very, very tough. They don't sit back as much in the Tampa 2 as they used to, but they still, they keep their safeties back and they make, Rodgers drive the field. And more often than not, they're going to come up and make a play and make a stop. Although, I think this season, they had some success down there in Chicago moving the ball. You saw Jermichael Finley catch the three touchdowns. I just think Finley being there really opens up a lot for everyone else, and it really you know, keeps the offense rolling. And that was the thing yesterday that I thought going into the game, I wrote that, you know, a lot was being made about the way the Lions manhandled the Packers last year in Detroit. But in that game, Rodgers didn't have Finley. They lost to Darren College early in the game, who, you know, was not the greatest, you know, guard ever to play football. But, you know, they broke up their cohesion on the line. And because of that, they were really having trouble protecting Rodgers. That's why yesterday, Finley's presence, getting guys open outside. I mean, you saw, trying to match up Greg Jennings one-on-one outside. That's not going to work, you know, for the if you're a Lions fan. So I just think Finley's presence really helps open everything up. And against the Bears, I think that will continue to be the case.
Aaron Nagler, Cheesehead TV, joining us. And you can follow Aaron via Twitter, Aaron_Nagler on Twitter. Good follow as well. I know there's so many other plays that stand out from yesterday's game, the Ndamukong Suh play and the stomp and the ejection, James Jones touchdown, some of the interceptions. But one in particular, and you briefly mentioned Charles Woodson's name, and I think the play he made on the interception to Pettigrew had no idea he was even there. It's incredible that it seems like he should be a broken down old man at this stage of his career. And yeah. He's absolutely not. He is such he'll make mistakes. He'll get beat. There'll be plays where you're thinking, well, he shouldn't have done that. But he's Ed Reed, but still seemingly a little bit better at this stage. I cannot believe how many nobody else in the league type plays Charles Woodson makes.
And the crazy thing is the Dom's changed his position. The Packers know, and Aaron, you can speak to this. It's almost like it's barely trickling out around league circles or around the national media, but he can't cover anymore. He's not.
No, he can't.
He's very
that's
limited in coverage,
no
so they blitz him.
No one talks about it.
Yeah, he plays like Troy Polamalu by the line of scrimmage. I think Dom Capers he's done a brilliant job of taking Charles Woodson and turning him into a linebacker.
Yeah, it's a linebacker safety hybrid that he plays when they go to that 2-4-5, and it's almost a robber position. He's reading the quarterback, and you'll see it too when they get it. Like when Shields was hurt, Shields was out for a game because of a concussion earlier this year, and Woodson had to go outside. They couldn't play the 2-4-5, and he was made to run with guys, and he just couldn't do it. He can't cover. He can't run, but because of the scheme and what they're asking him to do, he's just lights out. His ability, the one thing that he has that is just unlike anything I've ever seen is, and you must get it from tape study and just, you know, long hours of looking at his opponents on tape, is his ability to recognize patterns and combos, route patterns, combinations. He's just unbelievable. You'll see him break on stuff he has no business going at, you know, no business going for. Now, because of that, every once in a while, like you said, he'll get burned for a gain here and there. But it's rarely, you know, he's never burned for like a big play or a touchdown or anything like that. But it's uncanny, his ability to see a Pettigrew play. You know, he knew the second that Pettigrew made his break, he knew exactly what was coming, drove on the ball and made the play.
Incredible stuff from him. Handicap the NFC, if you could, here, like in terms of they'll only need to win two games and likely only need to win two games at home. They've beaten New Orleans, they've beaten Chicago, and they've now beaten Detroit, and they'll see New York in a week. What do you think is the toughest test for them in the playoffs? Is there a team in the NFC you think gives them a run for their money in the postseason?
Well, you know, I do think it'll end up being San Francisco in the NFC Championship game with the Packers. And I think the Packers will just obliterate them. I think the Bears, like you said, I think they match up the toughest. The question is, can they get in? Yeah, they've got a not an easy schedule coming up this last month or so. But other than that, you know, yeah, does the Saints worry you a little bit? You know, they can definitely throw it, and the Packers have had trouble, you know, stopping people through the air. But I just think with Aaron Rodgers, it's going to take a defense that can rush with four and cover. And I just don't see that defense out there. I mean, with the Bears, you've got Peppers and you've got great linebackers. And I just think the Bears are the one team defensively that can give the Packers problems. Unfortunately, I don't think their offense can do enough with Caleb Haney at the helm to really be an issue.
We're with Aaron Nagler from Cheesehead TV talking some of the Green Bay Packers Lions game. Okay, Ndamukong Suh, met with Roger Goodell. Chris Mortensen, I'm following everything on Twitter, so I'm getting, you know, it's a great thing about Twitter is you get people's opinions unfiltered very, very quickly.
And yeah, you do.
Chris Mortensen, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. It typically it's bad for athletes. But Chris Mortensen said, hey, look, this thing's being blown way out of proportion. It's a physical league. It's a physical sport. I don't think he should be suspended. While I don't think that the stomping on the arm is necessarily as egregious as what Albert Haynesworth did to Andre Girard, and we know that also involved, you know, tearing flesh open with a cleat. It is a sign that, and the other personal fouls he's had, it is a sign that he just can't control himself. He has a very difficult problem with the unnecessary roughness angle, and it manifested itself in getting kicked out of a game. He just got done visiting with Roger Goodell. How in the world does he not get suspended based on that fact alone?
Well, there's no way. In my opinion, and I'm sure you were following along on Twitter,
I said
very not nice things about Stu yesterday on Twitter when it happened in real time. It's patently absurd for Chris Mortensen to say that he shouldn't be suspended for this. And the arm stomp alone is egregious enough. But it's the twisting of the head. He's pushing down the helmet and twisting it. TJ Lang spoke about this after the game yesterday, saying that, you know, that's how you could threaten someone's career. You know, it's not just pushing down the helmet. It's pushing down the helmet repeatedly. I could almost buy Sue's argument that he's just trying to, quote, you know, extract himself from the situation, or whatever ridiculous quote he threw out there yesterday. I could almost buy that if he hadn't repeatedly slammed Evan Dietrich Smith's head into the turf at Ford Field. And it's not just that. It's the torque on the helmet. He's twisting it. He's, like, pushing and twisting it. And then he gets up, and then he slams the guy while he's down. Big man Sue. I mean, it's ridiculous. He should get at least 2 games, if not 3.
For those who haven't, let me put you on hold for 1 second. For those who haven't heard Ndamukong Suh's explanation of what went down, if you saw the video, you'll get a kick out of this.
I was on top of a guy being pulled down and trying to get up off of the ground. Why you see me pushing his helmet down? Because I'm trying to remove myself from the situation. And as I'm getting up, I'm getting pushed. So I'm getting myself on balance and getting out of the situation, which with that, a lot of people are going to interpret it as, or create their own storylines for seeing what they want to interpret it. But I know what I did, and the man upstairs knows what I did.
How you like that man upstairs drop in there from
Dunn? The man upstairs, you got to drop God in there.
Yeah. No, he meant replay drop. Official. That's all. He didn't mean God, just replay official. That's all.
Well, that's exactly what he meant. I mean, give me a break. Trying to extract myself from the situation, remove myself from the situation by twisting the man's head and shoving it repeatedly into the turf at Ford Field. Give me.
But you said you could almost buy it, though, Aaron.
Unbelievable.
You said you could almost buy that he was pulling himself out of the situation.
I can't. It's like, I know, it's like, I don't want to get you guys, you know, violations from the FCC, because it's hard for me to just, you know, sit here and not say what I want to say. But, you know, needless to say, his reputation precedes him. This isn't, you know, the first time he's had questionable plays on the field. I know you tweeted out last night about his rep at Nebraska.
Yeah, that's one that hasn't gotten out there. And I was having lunch and a guy was telling me, actually, he's told me a couple times, if you dig around over there in Nebraska, the right people on the coaching staff or former players, you'll find out that, you know, take punching guys after practice, and he's had some of the same issues. I mean, clearly it's an anger management issue where he just can't control his emotions. Clearly.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like you said, he was just here in New York City on Park Avenue meeting.
It's just like Pac-Man going to the strip club after seeing Goodell. You don't do it. You just don't do it. Aaron, we got to break it right there. We appreciate you joining us. Thanks, and we'll catch in here down the road as the Packers continue towards their quest for an undefeated season. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys.